Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe, Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3. It's almost time for one of the most anticipated events of the season, the Wesley Tree Festival. And joining us on the Street Beat Studio Newsline, Dean McGuire, to tell us all about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Lupe. How are you?
Good. And what is the Wesley Tree Festival?
The Wesley Tree Festival, Lupe, is a fundraiser hosted by the Wesley Foundation in memory of Wesley Keaton. It's an exciting and fun opportunity for businesses, schools, organizations, families, and individuals to sponsor a tree that participants attempt to win by buying tickets and placing those tickets in the bucket for the tree they want to win. Trees are fully decorated and on full display for everyone to see in person.
So tell us the story of the Wesley Tree Festival, how it all got started.
Well, the Wesley Tree Festival began about 10 years ago after 4-year-old Wesley Keaton died tragically in an ATV incident. It began as a way to celebrate and remember the life of a vibrant little boy who loved his family and has really morphed into a way to bring the community together during the holidays and to support each other and to support the Wesley Foundation.
Talk about the foundation itself and what it does in the community.
Sure. The foundation essentially operates with a strong 100% focus on what we can do to help inspire and support the children of our community. We do that through many avenues, like the annual Fish and Derby that we host for kids, scholarships, supporting youth sports, arts activities, and so much more. And we've also purchased recently a large piece of land in Machias and have begun developing that in hopes of being a wonderful outdoor recreation area for the community. Work has begun on that property, and lots of exciting updates will be available at the Tree Festival this year.
All right. Give us all the info we need to be part of the Wesley Tree Festival, dates, times, location.
Sure, absolutely. We're definitely excited about that piece of land, so definitely come out to check that out. As far as the details for the Tree Festival, that is going to be held at the Pelham Center in Machias, which is right behind Subway and across the street from Helen's Restaurant. And the dates are Friday, September 6th from 4 to 8 p.m., Saturday, December 7th from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., and Sunday, December 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And how much are the tickets for the drawing? You said about buying tickets.
Tickets are only 50 cents a piece, or you can get a sheet of 25 tickets for only $10, and there's no other fee to enter. If you want to just pop in several times, check out the trees, and enjoy the festive atmosphere, you can do that for free.
All right. And when do we find out who won?
The winners are drawn roughly an hour after we close on Sunday, so around 4 p.m. on Sunday, December 8th, and we do host that live on our Facebook page, the Wesley Foundation Facebook page.
All right. How can sponsors enter a tree? Can they still enter?
They can. I will say that we are getting pretty full. It's very popular, and so people register and get signed up pretty early. I know earlier in the week I was told we were almost full, so those who are interested definitely want to call soon if they're interested. They can contact the Wesley Foundation Facebook page, message that, or they can call Tammy Wood at Elm Street School in East Machias, and that phone number is 255-8692. She takes care of that.
All right. And when are they going to set up the trees?
Sponsors, they can set up on Wednesday, December 4th from 3 to 6 p.m. and Thursday, December 5th from 12 to 6 p.m. And if for some reason those times don't work for a particular sponsor, just let us know and we usually can work out something else.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add about the Tree Festival?
I think that pretty much covers everything. As far as the Tree Festival goes, we're really excited about it again this year. We've got a lot of positive feedback coming up, and we look forward to it.
All right. And we are on the news line with Dean McGuire. Talk about the Machias Area Festival of Lights Parade.
Sure, absolutely. The Festival Lights Parade in Machias this year is Saturday, December 7th. It's the same weekend as the Tree Festival. And that begins at 6 p.m. and runs from the Machias High School all the way through town to Varney Insurance, which is the typical parade route for everything in Machias.
All right. So how can someone get a float in, or can they still do that?
They certainly can, absolutely. We already have a lot of participants, but we have no limit on how many we can have, so the more that participate, the better.
Yeah.
The last few years, we've had great, great turnouts for the parade, so both in participants and in the crowd. So they can, if anyone's interested in participating, they can call me directly or text at 263 9600, or they can call the Chamber of Commerce in Machias at 255-4402.
Now, is there a cost to enter a float in the parade?
Absolutely no cost at all.
All right. Sounds good. Is there anything else you want to add about the parade?
The only thing I would say is we would encourage any school groups to participate. We'd love to have people singing, playing Christmas music and that sort of thing. We've got some already interested in that, so the more kids we have come out for this, the better.
Is there a Santa involved somewhere?
I am pretty sure that Santa will be making an appearance.
All right, that sounds good.
My sources tell me.
What's the best place to get information on the parade and the tree festival?
The best place for both the tree festival would be the Wesley Foundation Facebook page, and for the parade would be the Machias Chamber Facebook page, and they will be posting updates on both as we get closer.
All right. Sounds good. Anything you want to add before we go?
Just say thanks, Lupe, and the radio station for having us on this morning, and thanks to all our sponsors in the community that always come out every year to support, these great causes in the community.
All right. Dean McGuire, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Lupe. Okay, thanks, Lupe. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.